With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Albert Almora joins us from San Francisco. How's it going, Albert?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Albert, everything's good. There it is. A fresh defensive highlight from over the weekend, throwing guys out. The highlight reel just keeps going defensively. It's been fun to watch every time out. A few lapses as a club last night, but you still keep kicking it, man.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that was a great game last night, man. A lot of back and forth, but definitely a fun one.
How good was Hendricks from your vantage point?
Oh, my God, man. That was so fun to be a part of and to watch him pitch. And just I have such a good view from center field and just seeing his pitches dance around. And you see some pitches that are going to, you know, what you think they're going to be right over the middle of the plate, and then they're either really late or really out in front. And it's so fun to be a part of.
He doesn't show much emotion, never really has on the diamond. How has he been off of the field during his, I guess, for lack of a better word, struggles of late?
No, he's a grinder. I've never seen him not working. He's always perfecting his craft. He's always working and always, you know, trying to get better. So that's all you can really ask from your guys, and he's definitely what you want in a competitor. And even though he doesn't show that he's emotional, he definitely cares, and he definitely, you know, wants to be his best day in and day out.
Like, obviously, Cubs fans have seen him now for years, and he puts up these ridiculous numbers, but it doesn't obviously light up the radar gun. That's been well documented. Why, from your vantage point, do you think he is so effective when he's locked in?
It's because everything looks the same as a hitter. I mean, when I faced him in spring training and those, you know, those little inner squads or, you know, BP, whatever, everything comes right. Everything looks like it's going to be right down the middle, and then it either goes left or right or goes down, and even sometimes it rises up. I mean, it's so tough to pick up spin and to pick up what kind of pitch it is, because everything looks the same.
What was Andrew Suarez doing against you guys last night that gave you some difficulty?
Oh, man. You know, it's funny. I haven't really said any of this, but me and Andy go back. Man, we played together growing up. He's a Miami boy as well. And that was my first time facing him in the big leagues. And it was a fun matchup for myself personally. But for the team-wise, man, he definitely located. He had an arm-side run. He had a really good downer changeup, and he worked off that cutter slider thing that he throws. So he just had everything moving. So it was a good matchup.
Talking to Albert Almora here on The Score. You almost had that catch in the.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah. So I assume that one upset you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you guys know who I am. I want to be perfect out there. And, It was tough. It was tough. Hunter hit that really well, and it kept slicing away from me. And as I was running towards it, I thought I had a chance. I don't know. Something happened. I think I took an extra step because I saw the video like 100 times. I tried to pinpoint what I did and what I could have done. And I think if I would have dove a step before and dove straight down, like in a down angle, I probably would have had a chance to make the play or at least get a little closer. But I think I took an extra step, and that was enough for the ball to just keep carrying past me. But it sucks. It sucks. It's obviously I didn't do anything wrong, but I want to make that play. And I feel like I, even though it's probably uncatchable ball, I feel like I still had a chance.
You said you saw the video 100 times. Was that just like highlights in the clubhouse, or did you go back and watch film to analyze if you could have done something different?
Well, I went back as soon as that inning was over. Like during the game, I saw it.
Oh, wow!
I wasn't up during that inning to hit, so I went in and I just kept replaying and replaying it just to, because the game was still going on, and I wanted to see what I could fix, what I could do better. So, I mean, yeah, man, I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to help the guys however I can. So I definitely felt like there was something odd as I was catching, as I was getting towards it when I went to lay out. So I just wanted to see what was going on.
And I believe it was the 10th inning, ball game tied, Albert. You connected and in a big way, but it just kept hooking foul when you made contact with it. Did you think you had it?
I thought I had it for sure. Mm-hmm. It started around 15 feet fair, but it was a slider, and I hit it a little out in front, so I knew that spin was going to take it back to the left side. So I wanted to graze the foul pole. That's all I wanted, but unfortunately, it didn't happen.
I wanted you to do the Carlton Fisk, and you're way too young to remember, but maybe you've seen the movie Good Will Hunting from the 75 World Series where the Red Sox Hall of Fame catcher is gesticulating, get fair, get
fair. He's
just
waving at the ball.
Yeah, I've seen it. I didn't think about that, obviously, but I did want to stay fair. I tried to do everything I could to lean fair, but that guy was throwing really hard, and I was good at bat, but he beat me.
Is that a weird stadium to play in, especially at your position, given what's going on in right center field?
No, I love it. I love it. I love having room to run. I love challenging myself to be in the right spot to get the balls like Hunter's last night. When you see me get upset, I'm not trying to show anybody up, but I'm upset at the fact that I'm such a competitor and I want to get the ball that guys or my peers you usually don't get to. I want to make these plays and I want to help the guys, and so it's just I'm just being hard on myself.
We're talking to Albert Almora here on The Score. Back to another game since we last talked, the game against the Reds where Hamilton stole second and then ended up scoring on the play. We were talking it through. Were you obviously, drop the ball, whatever, like it happens. Were you trying to goad him into taking an extra base in that?
No, when he stole second, when the ball got past second base, I knew he was going to – obviously, he was going to go to third. So I came in aggressively to try to throw him out of third. Obviously, I was too fast, and the ball popped out of my glove. And I just looked at him. I took a quick peek to see what he was doing. I saw him looking at me, and I knew he was going to go home. And all of a sudden, I just I went to grab the ball, and I threw it home, and he was safe. But I did everything I could. I thought it was a decent throw to home. I always did a little short hop, and it was tough for Willie. That's what happened, man. Speed kills. That's a saying, and it really makes an effect, man. It puts a lot of pressure on defenses, and it's just one of those freak plays, man. It happens.
That's what's fun to watch when you guys in the Reds get together, because both teams have defensive outfields that sparkle, and both teams like to push the issue with the opponent, and that's really what Sunday's game was through and through.
Yeah, man. We did it. We did it to Billy a couple innings later with Jehe. Base hit to center field from Javi, and Jehe was stealing at that pitch. He got the third, and he saw it throw a little floater, and he decided to take the extra ball. So, man, with teams like that, when we're struggling to score some runs, it's we got to find ways. We got to try to test defenses. So, kudos to them, and kudos to obviously Jehe as well.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a team-wide philosophy, right, in terms of it's okay if you guys maybe make a few extra outs on the base paths in exchange for erring on the side of aggression?
It depends. Obviously, it depends on the situation. If you're going to be out by 100 feet, then probably not the best thing to do. But if it's the scenario and the place of the game dictates that you should probably take an extra bag because of how the pitching is dominating the hitters or whatever the case may be, then you go for it.
Albert, Danny and I, among many, rooting for you to get to the All-Star game and represent your team. That didn't happen. If you keep going the way you have, it will someday. What are you going to do with your time next week? You get a couple of days off. You're going to go back home and do a little bill fishing maybe?
No, guys. I'm staying in Chicago. We play on that second off day that everybody gets. We're playing that day. So, if we would have ended up in the East Coast, I probably would have taken a trip to Miami. But being in San Diego and flying all the way to Miami, probably getting in at 3 a.m. and then spending 14 hours, 16 hours at home, and then in a plane back to Chicago to rest for the next day. I mean, it makes no sense for me. So I'm just gonna enjoy my family in Chicago for those couple of days, and That's it.
You've had such a great season. It would be natural to have disappointment not making the All-Star team, or do you not even allow yourself to go there?
Obviously, you know, being an All-Star is a kid's dream. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, it's no big deal. Obviously, being an All-Star is important for, you know, for goals that you set as a kid or whatever it may be. But at the end of the day, I'm trying to win a World Series, and that's really all I can focus on. And we still got 2 more months of baseball, so 2 or 3 more months. So I don't really look too much about this. I let it fuel me, guys. That's all it is. It's just more fuel to the fire. And I've gotten a lot of nice texts and a lot of from my teammates when all these announcements came out, and you know, they gave me big hugs and they were like, hey man, you're an All-Star in my book, you know, forget about this and just keep going. So that's all I really asked for.
You gonna watch the game?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna cheer on Javi and Willie and Lester, so that'll be a fun game to watch.
Who's the coolest person that you know, maybe we would not expect you to have heard from, that you were like, oh damn, that was cool that person reached out
To congratulate me, like on what I've done?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? It was when I was on third base. We're playing the Reds, and you know, Suarez asked me if I had made it. I said no, I didn't. But and he, you know, he put his arm around me. He was like, dude, you've had a great season far, and like, man, it's been fun to watch. So that was nice. You know, when your opponents recognize your game, and that was it.
Albert, we wanted to ask you also, you know, the sad news around the team with Ken Revisa, the sports psychologist who had the heart attack.
Yeah.
Like, it's a name that a lot of Cubs fans probably didn't know. Can you explain what he meant to you and the team?
Well, he was a big part of our organization. You know, we have a lot of meetings with Ken individually and as a team during spring training. He came out during the season all the time. He was in LA a couple weeks ago, and he's just, it's really tough to explain what Ken brought to our team, just because it has no words, man. He was there. His job was one of the toughest, because, you know, being up the mental skills, it's, you're dealing with guys that usually aren't in good moods. When you're talking to a mental skills guy, it's, you know, it's, things aren't going as well, because, you know, when you're doing well, no one, you don't have to talk to him. But he would still find, no matter how you were doing, he'd still find a way to come towards you and just put a smile on your face. He always had a smile on his face walking around and interacting with guys. And the one thing that really stood out is that no matter what was going on and what you were talking about, when you spoke to him, it felt like you were the only person in that room. Like, he was devoted 120% just to you, and man, it was something truly special. He's definitely going to be missed here.
It's well said. So many people around baseball will talk about the mental grind of the game. What's the toughest part of the mental side, right? The physical side is pretty self-explanatory, trying to hit a 97-mile-an-hour pitch that's moving. What's the toughest part about the mental side of the game?
Well, the mental side is the failing aspect. And it's really all it is. It's you're a Hall of Famer if you hit 300. That means you're failing 70% of the time. You know, and I mean, it's sometimes, you know, you're hitting balls right at people and you're out. So no one sees those. No one, you're just seeing the box score. You're like, they're 0-for-4. No one sees the three hard lineouts. So it's, that's the toughest part about this game, and it's the only sport, I think I've said this, it's the only sport where you're on offense and you have no control of the ball. So, I mean, it's a game of failure. I think a lot of people could play this game from the physical standpoint of it, but I think the great ones are separated from the mental side of it.
Albert, good stuff, man. Enjoy San Francisco. Finish out strong before the break, and we'll talk to you soon.
Keep grinding, Albert. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See, take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.